This is John Doonan, president of IMSA, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
The machine of a dream. Such a clean machine.
720 WGN live here at the Rolex 24 at Daytona with the one and only president of IMSA, John Doonan. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for making the long trip down to see us here at Daytona International Speedway.
It's a pleasure. Not only just basically in the contrast from weather, Tom Skilling would be the first one to tell you, it's a lot nicer down here, but it is great. This is an event that brings, it's a magnet, I think, for the entire world. Not only the world of racing, but now certainly the world of racing fans through the extended coverage with NBC. But this isn't news to you as a guy growing up the racing pride of Plainfield, Illinois. That's for right. The listeners there, been a fan, attended IMSA whole life, and wanted to get involved obviously in a big way with the Mazda program for the last 20 years here, but now to take the helm, it's almost be careful of what you wish for because you've got it right. And now a lot of people have a lot of kind of hopes and dreams on you to be able to kind of take IMSA to that next level.
Yeah, it's completely a boyhood dream. I grew up in the Glen Ellyn Wheaton area. I'm a proud Hilltopper from Glenbard West High School. And, you know, my dad raced amateur sports cars with Midwestern Council growing up. So I was at places like Black Hawk Farms in Rockton, Illinois. I traveled all over the Midwest, up north to Road America, to have him and support him in his racing. But long about 9-10 years old is when I started going to IMSA races with my dad and fell in love with endurance sports car racing. Always wanted a career in motorsport. I had the opportunity to serve Mazda as their director of motorsports for 17 years with that company. And when Mr. France called to open up a new chapter of dreams for me, I was very excited to take it and honored to have this chance to grow what I grew up with.
One of the things that I think I saw written somewhere is one of the transitions that you've had, especially with so many years of the great Mazda program, is not having a specific car kind of to pull for. And so you think, okay, you can understand the greater good of the sport and everything, but has it made it easier because you don't have to maybe focus your attention, or is it made harder because of maybe the relationships, both good and bad, maybe some competitive ones throughout the years?
For sure. I'm a competitor. I'm a racer at heart. Always wanted to win. And fortunately, last summer, we had a great summer in the Mazda program, won three races in a row, one of those being at our home track from growing up at Road America. But coming in, I've always been a fellow colleague of the other competitors in the paddock or in the garage area. And my hope is, in coming into this, the other manufacturers realize that one of their own is here at IMSA, can think about the things we do from a strategy standpoint with the technical rules and the way we market and communicate the IMSA product to our fans, that I have their best interest in mind. But yes, I obviously am a very impartial participant now. Stayed up all night here at the Rolex to support every one of the manufacturers, walked up and down pit lane, and stayed away from the Mazda box so that nobody could even
really
suggest.
Like, actually, really?
No, I certainly stopped and saw the drivers that I had the chance to develop from when they were in karting to now this highest level. But in all sincerity, I told Mr. France, you know, it's kind of strange not having a specific horse in the race.
Right.
And he said, yeah, because now you got the whole stable.
Right.
And that's really kind of neat way to look at it. And just coming to the events, looking at it through a different set of lenses, and thinking about the ways that we market ourselves as a whole, not just IMSA, but all of the manufacturers, to the thousands of fans that are here on site, or the thousands that are watching on television.
You mentioned marketing a couple of times, and I think that's a unique perspective that you bring to it. It's a very, I think, powerful asset to have. You know, on the manufacturer side, you know, as much as we get rolled up into the results on the track, a lot of times it's a marketing program. It's right to raise awareness, and also on the R&D side for maybe some of the things that they're doing on the consumer side. When you look at Rolex 24 and what it is a crown jewel of the racing world, of course, for the IMSA schedule. But talk a little bit about what it is that makes it so special, because you look at the roster of drivers that participate and their accomplishments. You know, Juan Pablo Montoya, Helio Castroneves, Simon Pagenaud, and of course, you know, champions from NASCAR with Kyle Busch. This brings the biggest drivers to compete.
Yeah, it started with a vision, and that was from Bill France Sr., Jim's dad. In 1962, he wanted to have the Daytona Continental, which was a sports car race, an endurance sports car race that brought the best of the best together, the best cars, the best drivers, the best teams to compete in an endurance format, which turned into what is the 24 Hours of Daytona, the Rolex 24. And we've carried on this tradition now, the 58th running, and it has been an iconic event, but one that all drivers, no matter what their discipline, they want to put a Rolex watch on. Last year, Fernando Alonso put a Rolex watch on. In the past, there's been NASCAR drivers that have placed a Rolex on their wrist. AJ Foyt has won this race, you know, a name that nobody can forget. Certainly others more recently, the Paginos, the Alexander Rossis, the Ryan Hunter Rays that have come here because they too want to be part of kicking off the racing season. You know, all eyes in motorsports are on Daytona, both physically and broadcast-wise with the fans we have here. And it's continued that tradition. The Tony Stewarts of the world, the Rusty Wallaces, they've all come to the Rolex 24 and wanted to strap one on their wrist. Dale Earnhardt Jr., who I had the chance to be interviewed by yesterday, which is bonkers. It's just really a special event, and we're proud to be able to kick off our 2020 WeatherTech Championship. And kudos to the WeatherTech family out there in Bolingbrook and for what they've done for our sport, as well as for the city of Bolingbrook and the whole area.
A lot of great connections on the Illinois side. I think to have those drivers involved, and not only have them involved, but have them as respectful for it, as excited about it, as in tune with things, is a testament to what it is, the challenge, and all those things that it means. One of the things I think is very important, this is a great opportunity, is, and you brought up Dale Jr., part of that great NBC broadcast team, is to have IMSA and to have this race and other races included in sort of that kind of marquee stable of motorsports that they're featuring is a huge step. It's a great opportunity to reach so many more people.
Yeah, our television numbers from 2019 were up over 50% from 2018, which is a huge testament to the broadcast partnership with NBC. We also launched in November what's called our OTT platform on NBC Gold, the Track Pass, where people can watch in whatever device they carry with them, whether it's their iPad, their Android, their iPhone. And that's really helped us reach an additional audience, perhaps maybe younger in age skew. And so we've got to continue to find ways to get our product in front of an audience and use the current audience to try to attract more, but definitely a younger audience. Because, as I said, I grew up at the racetrack. I was baptized in motorsports, and we need to do the same with the younger generation.
Having IMSA being there and being kind of showcased on NBC and with those drivers there, bringing in new fans and all of that kind of things. For people that may not be as familiar with it, one of the challenges that NASCAR has faced, at least that's been kind of expressed to our listeners, is because no longer are the cars that are racing the exact cars you see on the road. And I think that's one of the strengths of IMSA as well, because you may not see them every single day, but you've got a lot of those cars people can relate to.
Yeah, with 17 auto manufacturers represented in our entire platform here, if you can't find something in terms of a brand that you can be passionate about or relate to as one of your favorites, there's issues, because we've got everything under the sun from the brands like Ford, General Motors, the iconic American brands, several of the German manufacturers, BMW, Porsche, you've got Lamborghini, you've got Ferrari, you've got the Asian brands in Acura, Honda, and Mazda. So it's auto row of motorsports, and what we do on track is one thing, but you go over to the Midway and all the manufacturers have a display. They're engaging with the customers. They're showing them the new road car product. They're having a ride and drive experience here on site. So, you know, I went to the Chicago Auto Show as a little boy with my dad, and go buy your tickets for the auto show. And I always went to the displays, and because dad was in racing, I always wanted to see the motorsport connection. You know, what did the X manufacturer bring that reminded me of what they did on the racetrack and making that tie? And what we're trying to do here is showcase the product, the powertrains, that people can relate to in the most grueling test laboratory there is. 24 hours here, we're hopefully going to achieve 3,000 miles by the end of the Rolex 24 this year. you know, you could do probably hundreds of thousands of miles of road car testing, but what we can accomplish here in 24 hours for our manufacturer partners is remarkable.
I think the education side and the experience side to get up close and personal with some of these, you know, through the broadcast entities and all the people here on site, I'm sure you're translating into some car sales, right? I'm sure that that's happening.
Yeah, for sure. When you see your brand win, I always had the philosophy that it certainly brings joy to the owners of Name the Brand. You see your brand win, it makes you proud. That's what I have in my garage or that type of thing. At the same time, back to the Midway that's here, the fans that come here are wanting to see the latest and greatest technology, the latest and greatest styling and design, and our top category. Daytona prototype allows manufacturers to do exactly that.
Yep. A lot of winners around the world when in Victory Lane that kind of celebrate with them. Mentioned the marketing, and you mentioned, let's say for Mazda, the research and development that translates to success on the track, but also on the consumer side. I was excited and really interested to see about the partnership U.S. Drive with the Department of Energy. So let's talk a little bit about that, how IMSA is not only, you know, creating those kind of relationships, but maybe saving the planet.
Yeah, so IMSA Green is what we call it. And I think, you know, being authentic in the green space is critically important. So for many years, the top level of sports car racing in the U.S. through IMSA has had a relationship with the EPA, the Society of Automotive Engineers, the SAE, and we re-engaged our relationship with the Department of Energy. Because there's so many automakers involved in IMSA, as well as our tire partner, Michelin, as well as our fuel partner, VP Racing Fuels, we have to make sure that we stay agile, that we can react to what's relevant in the marketplace. You know, maybe there's an alternative fuel that's going to come to the pump, and you're going to be able to choose something with higher ethanol content, or you're going to be able to look at a fuel like isobutanol, which I previously brought to the series, which the one we brought was sugar-based. Wow. Maybe there's going to be something else on that recommended fuels list that we'd like to showcase here. You know, Corvette Racing was instrumental in bringing cellulosic ethanol to the series, you know. And so our opportunity with those agencies is to remain engaged, have them educate us on what's coming next, have our manufacturers do the same, and then a lot of them have test laboratories where we can do fuel testing, where we can understand the impact and make sure that not only on the racetrack, but with all the transporters that bring the equipment to the racetrack, we're being as efficient as possible. We have a program called Safeways that all of our transporter drivers understand now that aerodynamic efficiencies on a semi-tractor trailer can improve and make a positive impact relative to carbon footprint. So that's really our intent. It needs to be authentic. We want to be good stewards of the environment while we're also putting on an amazing show of performance on the track.
There are so many aspects of it, and you know, and some higher purposes built into all of that fun, entertainment, action, and racing. Let the listeners know we're talking with John Duden, president of IMSA, and also, of course, the racing pride of Plainfield, Illinois. And as we let you go, John, we're going to have links up at WGNRadio.com for all of this stuff. Like, as soon as I walked through the door, I got to let the listeners know, you mentioned the food, of course, America's Great Food Town, America's Great Restaurant Town. What are some of the things that you miss about, I'm sure you get back, and of course, Road America is only, I don't know, 3 hours away, but when you get back to home?
Well, after the new year, I started a new diet, so I got to be very careful here, because when I say this, my wife's going to be shaking her finger at me, but there's nothing like a double cheeseburger at Portillo's. There's nothing like a deep dish pan pizza at Gino's East, or one of those awesome Vienna hot dog stands that's sprinkled throughout the Chicago area. But really, Chicago will always be home. Every time I come in for the approach, see the lakefront, see Soldier Field, see Willis Tower, I get chills. And I love Chicago. It will always be home to myself and my family. My mom grew up down by what was at the time Comiskey Park. And so we're Chicago through and through. I love all the Chicago sports, love the arts, and love all the restaurants and entertainment that the city brings, and can't wait to actually get home. I've been down here for several weeks trying to prepare for the race and get up to see everybody here very, very soon.
Amazing time here in Daytona. We'll have to work on that program where we institute sort of the Sister City food program for all the stops on the IMSA schedule. And thanks, John, for everything that you're doing, and thanks, of course, for jumping on the show today.
Really appreciate the opportunity, and go Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks, Sox, and Cubs.